Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night. That was music from Yarbo and People. Started off the show with the Gap Band, I Found My Baby, giving you a little total experience. I apologize for earlier. We had a little audio issue, but we're definitely back. Hopefully, I am here and live and direct in full effect. Of course, I have my partner, Wardell Fox Jr. is hanging out. Of course, it is, and the dogs are here too. So shout out to Wardell's dogs in the background. Of course, another Throwback Thursday night hanging out with you, man. It's been a pleasure.
Well, those are my big dogs, because these are my horses I'm out here with. So we're out here on the farm, and we are just having a good time. I bought a ranch, and I'm enjoying the music and stuff, and what a blessing it is, man, because it's the rain is coming down. Lord. And I'm so grateful, because, you know, you guys know we had a drought out here in Texas, and it was ugly. Animals dying because they can't get no water. So what a beautiful blessing it is. Have some rain. So I don't mind getting wet.
Man, I'm glad. I'm glad, you know, you guys are getting the rain that you deserve down there. I know you're down there in Texas. You're down there kind of in a dry area, you know. But I'm glad you're so getting the relief you needed, as far as, you know, to come from God, you know, the whole, you know. So I'm just glad you're able to get the proper rain that you need. We've been raining pretty much off and on all week here, so not bragging, but
good.
I'm just saying.
That's good, though. Yeah, you need it. You know, we need water. Can't live without water, man. So what a blessing it is. And I just want to tell the listeners that, you know, Don had two shows today, because we had his show on earlier with Denise Williams. That interview was so good, and I wanted my listeners to hear, you know, Don's interview with Denise Williams. And so I said, okay, I'm playing that today. I'm playing that today, Don. So Don was like, okay. So we did. And we did. And so, and it's great, man. I had to listen to it myself. Great. So if you guys have a chance, go in and check it out.
I appreciate it. And hopefully we can get her on. You know, get her back on soon, man. I mean, we really enjoyed it. And what I love about these interviews, and the fact that also working with you, is that while, you know, you're a fan of them, they're a fan of you, and they're a fan of your work, you know. And I kind of live vicariously through you, you know, when it comes, when they make these, you know, these testimonials about, you know, your work, you know, because sometimes, you know, they'll turn the interview around and talk about you. And talk about, you know, what, you know, Leon did, and all of those cats at Solar, and what they contributed, you know, just get that sound. So I just love the fact that she was a follower of you. She loved Dynasty. She loved Shalimar. I mean, she loved Lakeside. I mean, it was just a genuine interview. And I'm glad, you know, I flubbed a little bit, so I apologize if you guys are listening to me, you know, kind of hesitating my words and everything. But again, I was giddy. I was, you know, it wasn't even about being an interview. I was just a fan, and sometimes I hurt myself, and I personally beat myself up on these things, because I become a fan instead of a person that just, you know, I'm going to interview this cut and dry, you know. And sometimes,
Me too. I'm the same way, Don. And by the way, I'm a fan of yours. And a lot of us are fans of yours. And so, when Denise Williams was on, I'm like a big fan of hers. I was like, oh my God. Denise Williams. Yeah. So, you know, I love that lady. And she is so sweet and so wonderful, so kind. What a blessing, man. So, guys, if you haven't had the opportunity to hear her story, just go ahead on. It's in the Solar Records Radio group page. Check it out. Check out the interview, because it's awesome. Don did a great job. Oh.
I'm going to kind of do another intro, because, again, we had mic issues. But for those who listened to the beginning of the show and didn't get a chance to hear it, again, of course, it is another Throwback Thursday Night edition. Of course, myself, Don Fleming, Wardell Posh Jr. We got music on the way. We got some Aura on the way. We got some, Sylvester on the way. And we got some more Total Experience music from Robert Goody Whitfield. So, guys, make sure you tune in. And want to thank you so much for supporting the show. You can tell a friend if you're on Facebook. Go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Like the page. Or you can go to what? SolarRecords.com. Is it? And WardellPodJr.com, if I'm not mistaken.
SolarRecordsRadio.com. SolarRecordsRadio.com.
Sorry about that. SolarRecordsRadio.com and WardellPodsJr.com. If you want to get some cool merchandise on the show, from the show, and also if you want to donate to the show, you can click on the donate button and donate that way. And also want to remind you, you can go to our Cash App, and the Cash App is $SolarRecordsRadio, all one big word. Man, I know you're out there with the horses, man, and I'm going to put you on the spot because, again, it's an organic. We're doing it live, hearing the background, doing what you do. Is there a particular song that you wanted to hear?
Oh, you did put me on the spot. Thank you for that. I like to.
Well, I got Denise Williams on standby just in case.
Oh. Well, you know, yeah, that's. Oh, yeah, yeah. Silly is my song.
Ah, my brother. You know what? We think alike. We think alike on that, man, because I had a couple of others queued, but I definitely had this one queued. Guys, let's go ahead and start it off. At Wardell's request, take you back to 1981 and give you a classic from the lovely Miss Denise Williams. It's called Silly. Guys, keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
God, how I love you. Open
You're listening to Solo Rickets Radio. That was music from Force MDs from the album Touch and Go, 1987 classic right there. Of course, rest in peace to Trisco, rest in peace to Mercury, rest in peace to TC. And we lost Jesse, if I'm not mistaken. We lost Jesse a few months back. God, man, it's just the only really one that's still with us is Stevie. TC Lundy's brother, Stevie D, I think that's what he goes by. Of course, that was Force MDs from the Touch and Go album. Of course, rest in peace to all those brothers. Of course, before that, from the Central Heating album, 1977 classic, Star of the Story from the group Heat Wave, and of course, started off the block. It was a Wardell pick. Of course, that is Silly from 1981, of course, from Miss Denise Williams. Of course, had an archive show played earlier today in what I call him his drive time from 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, he had an old Denise Williams interview from, if I'm not mistaken, October 2020, we had her on the show.
Oh, who's that?
Denise Williams.
Had who?
Miss Denise Williams.
No, it could not have been that long
October.
Ago.
I think it not was October 2020.
21.
It's about that time. We gotta get her back, man.
She's doing new stuff, and her new song is really good too, really good. And she didn't even think it was for her. She was just doing it for her son or her nephew or something. And then next thing you know, it was like, you sound so good on it. I think you should do it. And man. I was just so impressed. But, you know, it's just wonderful, man. I was listening to you talking and stuff and just thinking about, you know, all the people that we've had on the station just in the last couple of weeks and stuff. And so it's just like all the different interviews that we've been sharing with you guys, starting with, you know, Denise Williams, of course. And then we had the Stylistics just the other day. We had Dynasty
Magic.
Blue Magic and stuff, and I mean it's just so many great. And then also we had Delphonics when Fuji passed away. We took the Whispers, all the solo acts we had, Lakeside, Shallowwise, you know, and it's just been. But then also we had Motown on here. We had Otis Williams, the leader of the Temptations, and the last living Temptation, and it's just, you know, just getting him on and just hearing his story and the stuff that he was saying is just absolutely amazing, you know. We had Slave on, you know who I haven't had on. I'd like to get the SOS band.
That would be nice.
We had the
Definitely
Jets
be
on.
Nice.
You know, the Jets. We had a lot of different artists on, and we had, you know, the execs from record companies on. You know, from Philly International, the leader of Philly International. Who's that, Don? Mr. History. Who's the owner of Philly?
Oh, you're talking about, you know, like Gamble and Huff?
Yes, Kenny Gamble. So we had Kenny Gamble. We had the Big Fish on as well. So, and Jeffrey Osborne. And a lot of these artists, if you go into our archives, you'll be amazed. There's so many different artists that we had on. And so we're looking forward to the new season where we're going to be doing this stuff so you can see everybody as well. So, you know, when we do the interviews, not necessarily when we're doing our shows like this, but when we have an artist on, we want you to be able to see them as well. And they like that, actually, because they always ask me, oh, is it going to be Zoom or is it just going to be audio? And when you hear the word just...
It kind of put me in my feelings. Like, I'm not advanced. I'm not technologically advanced like that just yet. But we're getting there.
So, So it's time. It's time for us to take it to the next level. And it, cause I could tell that they like that. They, you know. So some of them, but be perfectly honest, is some of them don't like it as much because they have to get themselves all together as opposed to just, you know, running around in their pajamas and doing an interview, you know, radio interviews.
Just straight,
you know,
audio.
Radio,
yeah.
Yeah. That's how radio has always been, but, you know, times have changed, especially since the pandemic kicked in. So the time was already changing anyway. Everything was going to Zoom, and people want to see you. So we're looking forward to that. So, great. Yeah, that was a great set you just did, my brother. I enjoyed that. What was
you got one for me? If you got one for me, knock it out.
But what was that second song you played?
Heatwave, really. Star of the Story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love that song. Star of the Story. That's a good sound. I haven't heard that in a long time. I want to hear Scorpio, but I don't know if you had that.
See if I can find it. Let's see.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But you know something? While I find it. Go ahead. That is a jam. That is a jam. I know what you're talking about. But
yeah,
while I look for that.
I uploaded it.
We got. You did?
Go
okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, fine. Well, are you in the system?
No.
Speaking of system, I was asking, are you in the system?
Uh-oh.
I got the system in this block. I got the system in
Let's
this
go.
Block. But remember, when we talked about it in the beginning of the show. We talked about the whole, the hush sound. Well, actually, when I found out my audio was dying on me, I talked about all of these sounds. You know, growing up, I'm sure you growing up listening to the Motown sound and then the whole Stax sound. And then going into the 80s, you had, of course, the Solar sound, the Minneapolis sound, the hush sound. And, of course, we started the show off with the Total Experience sound with the Gap Band. And then, of course, I played Yarbrough and Peoples. Well, I feel a little bit, I love that whole Total Experience sound. So let's take you back to 1982, give you a classic from a brother by the name of Goody, Robert Goody Whitfield. Of course, this is part of that whole Total Experience with Gap Band and all that. This is Do Something. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. Boy. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night from 1983. Music from The System. You Are In My System. Before that, classic Dennis Coffey from 1971. The name of the song is called Scorpio. And of course, arguably, I think he was the first white cat to perform on Soul Train in 1972. So, archivists, whatever you want to call people with the historians, correct me on that if I'm wrong. But I think he was the first white artist just to perform on Soul Train. Of course, that song right there, Scorpio, you know, of course, you hear a lot of hip hop, you hear a lot of those samples, the drum riff. I think Young MC Busta Move, you hear a little bit of that in it and whatnot. But of course, straight out of Detroit, Dennis Coffey, of course, Scorpio, and of course, started off the block. Give you a little total experience. Robert Goody Whitfield, Do Something. We got 57 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. Of course, is my partner, Wardell Potts Jr. And Wardell, man, I did you a solid on that Dennis Coffey, man. That's funky. I remember that, too.
Yeah, baby, that's my song. And I don't hear it that much. Every once in a while, some of the old school stations will play it. But, man, every time I hear it, because it hasn't been played a whole lot, every time I hear it, it's so fresh and it's so much fun. But just, you're in my system. When I was grooving, I was like, man, back in the day, we were grooving hard. It was so much fun, man. It was just, oh, man. And I heard someone talking about old school music, how it's so different now than the music today. And the guy was saying, I know we're supposed to change and times go on and everything, but, you know, some things you just don't want to leave. It's so good. Like a good woman or a good man. You ain't trying to move on. You ain't trying to move on.
I see where you're going with that. I like it.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy this thing all the way out. And that's why we do this. We go back to that music because we're going to enjoy this all the way out as well, because the music is so good. So when I like the fact that the guy said, you know, we're supposed to move on and all that kind of stuff. I'm not trying to put anybody else down. I'm just lifting up that old school, that good old school music that was really a blessing and is still blessing generation after generation after generation. They all love it. And so there's something to learn from that time. There's something to learn from the music that was done back there. Oh, I know who it was. It was Neo. Neo.
Hmm.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So he was saying, you know, I think he's probably around your age, right, from your generation. But But he was saying, and when he said it, I mean, it was so good. And he's like, you know, I don't, this is a Christian-based station, so we do our best to keep everything clean. But he said, you know, when you're hearing our old school music and it's just, you know, you're just having a good time and the guys are pleading with the women, you know, like, pleading, like, I ain't too proud to beg, you know, you're pleading, like, wanting that woman. And, you know, and he said, but nowadays they got songs where they calling the woman out of her name. And women get up and just start dancing. Sing. He said, well, if you think that's okay, I guess you could get up and do that. You know, but you can't, you're condoning somebody calling you out of your name and you getting up and shaking to it. He said, I just don't, you know, everybody has the right to do whatever they want to do. But I don't think, I want to see my daughter get up and dance or something like that. Somebody calling you out of your name. And I agree 100%. But I'm loving this music, and I'm excited that you're going to give me a chance to do a block here, because I really want to do a block since you had your show earlier today too. So I'm missing. I'm missing pushing
the next
button.
Two blocks.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do the next two blocks. This is you.
Look at
this.
Me.
Is you. This is your world. Do the next two blocks. I'm with you.
All right, here we go, guys. On Solar Records Radio, it's your boy Wardell Potts, Don Fleming, on Soul Out Records Radio. Let's go back down memory lane.
Talking. Be there for you more. be true.
Guys are enjoying this good old school music. I actually played the video version as opposed to the, you know, the just the music version. So I apologize for that, but I just love these old school songs. As a matter of fact, that particular song that you just heard was that song, Baby Baby Baby, by TLC. I heard my daughter sing for the first time. And that was I couldn't believe it. We're just in the car, and she just starts singing, baby, baby, baby. I'm like, whoa! I didn't know. I didn't hear. I never heard her, you know, speak a whole sentence before. She's like one, and all of a sudden she's singing this whole song. I'm like, what is going on, Aria? And I thought it was so cute. So every time I hear the song. Don, I think of my little girl, but she's a grown woman now with a little daughter that looks just like her. Looks just like her. I'm like, man, I got you all over again. anyway,
Grandpa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I hope you guys are enjoying the music. And we had Jamaica Funk. Oh my goodness gracious!
Yeah, Tom Brown.
Yes, and that's another person that we interviewed. We had Tom Brown on the show as well. So, and we played some of his new stuff that he has out. Y'all got to check that out. I guess it's our job to play it. But if you tune into Indie Jazz Wednesdays, you'll hear some of that stuff. So,
okay.
And then what did I start the, do you know what I started the block on?
You started off the block with you're still a young man.
Woo! Yes, sir. Man, oh, man. You're talking about memory lane. I was the young man when that came out. And I loved it. I was like, still? I've never been anything else. So, it's all good. Yeah, so
great block. Great block.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I just want you guys to understand that basically, I have been blessed with the opportunity to go on the road with Smokey Robinson's Miracles. And so that's what I'm about to do. And the Jackson 5 will be there as well. The Jacksons, I should say, will be there as well. We're going to be doing some gigs, you know, cruises and stuff and different things together. And so it's a kind of a, like a Motown thing. And so, but it's not a review because you actually, you have the actual artists that will be performing. Mm-hmm. So, and so, you know, hey guys, you know, it's going to be fun. I know Jackie Jackson just had heart surgery. And so, but he will be healed up and ready to go by then. We actually going on the, we'll be going out on the first, I think. We're starting on the Jamaica cruise. So Jamaica, is it Jamaica?
The Bahamas.
The Bahamas, yes. Same thing. Yes, the Bahama cruise. And then we'll be gone for about a week or so. But the show will still keep going on as long as I got internet.
Show must go on.
Right. But my first show is in Beverly Hills. And so we're going to do that show first, and then we're going to take off to the Bahamas and stuff. So I just want to say, you know, what a blessing it is to be able to, you know, to keep doing this stuff. And then I'm going to keep Don posted because we have a 40-day tour that's coming up. And so Don will be able to tell you guys. So if it's in your city or anything, you should come out and see us because the songs are just amazing, you know. And so please come and support the vets because it's about the veterans. It's a veteran tour. And so all vets get in for free. So come on out and just have a good time. Go down memory lane together with us. And
amazing.
We'll have a good time. And Don will be, because some of the times I will be interviewing while we're out and Don will be hosting the show and he'll be able to, you know, you guys will be able to just follow Don and you'll be able to keep up with him.
Nice. Can't wait.
Yeah. Can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Can't wait.
God will. And God will. Love to God. Yes. So, anyway, y'all ready for the next set? Ready for the next set?
Yeah, now? You got it, man. I love that block. I love the fact that, you know, we have the same taste in music. I've said this before and I'll say it again. But I think, you know, coming from a generation right before me, you're not that much older, but just a generation right above me, you would probably play if I was in that time. And I feel like, this isn't about saying that you're old or whatever, but if I was in that time, I'd probably play the same music. So, I think our wavelengths are very similar as far as our taste in music.
Yes, and I thought that, you know, that Baby, 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 you could really relate to that one because that's a little closer to your time.
Oh, man, I was a freshman in college. So, yeah, that song resonated.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I thought. Okay. All right, well, here we go, guys. I'm going to start off with something that I did. For the Whispers. So here we go on Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts, we hanging out on Solar Records Radio. Let's go.
while to stay a while. See how it's done.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome The Time.
To say what's on my mind, you would know how much I love you. If I could say what's on my
if I could say what's on my mind.
Well, if I could say what's on my mind, well, I would get in trouble. Get in trouble.
What?
When I was younger, right? And, you know, your parents, they get mad at you, and you get in trouble, they go to your room. If I could only say what's on my mind.
Yeah, man. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't
do that. I knew better. I was not going to let my mouth get my behind in trouble. Oh, no. Your behind will pay for your mouth's actions. I was like, oh, no, I won't. That's okay. I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to be good. But anyway, man, thanks so much for letting me hang out and play these songs. I really enjoyed myself. And it's all good. Now I feel like I redeemed myself.
You know what, man? I'm glad. I love, you know, when you bring your perspective to, you know, to, I guess, quote unquote, my show, you know, my throwback
right,
Saturday
right,
night.
Right.
And again, you take it back to the 70s, sometimes you take it back to the 60s. And again, it's just, we just have that same taste. And I loved it, man. And if I'm not mistaken, you play like you played Jungle Love too in the block, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh man, you got the clip. Was the clip from the movie? Or was it a live? Was it a live version?
So I played two songs with a clip from the movie. I'm sorry, but you know, sometimes I get anxious and I get going. And so that was TLC, Baby, 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 and then also the one that you're talking about right now. So I apologize. But,
yeah, man, no. It was a great block. And you know, I want to, of course, you started with Some Kind of Lover, by Whispers, one of my favorites from that, from the album they did in the So Good album, if I'm not mistaken, in 1984. Some Kind of Lover, of course, that was just amazing. The fact that you, I mean, of course, what you wrote and produced it.
No. I wrote a song, but I on that song, I just played drums on.
Okay. Just amazing. We got about 17 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I'm gonna go ahead and get into some music because I was just he kind of reminds me of, and I'm not gonna compete with him when it comes to a lot of that 70s soul. He's just out of my league on that. But yeah, I want to do my best. I want to take you back to 1977, one of my favorite jams from the group Enchantment. The name of the song is called Silly Love Song. Let's keep it going. Soul Love Records Radio.
All right.
Just like a
You're listening to Solar Records Radio Throwback Thursday. Don Fleming, Wardell Posse, wrapping it up. Music from Sylvester from 1979. I Need You, giving a little disco, a little disco closing out. Of course, started off the block, Silly Love Song by Enchantment. Again, it's going to wrap it up for us, but thank you so much for tuning in. What do people have? What you got for the people tomorrow? What do we have for the people tomorrow?
Well, we're celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records every Friday on Solar Records Radio. So tune in as we talk about and play music from The Whispers, Shalimar, Dynasty, Lakeside, Climax, The Deal, The Silvers, and Collage, and more, and many more. So tune in. We're going to have a good time going down the Solar Memory Days, Memory Lane Days.
All right.
That's it.
All right.
That's it. So,
thank you, my brother.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. And I have a request.
Man, I had a good time hanging out with you, as always, man. It's just been a pleasure. Having a little audio issues on my end, but you guys can probably hear everything okay in the playback. But again, tune in tomorrow. Yes, celebrating the legacy of Solar, kicking off the weekend. You never know who's going to call in and hang out. You know, you heard what Wardell said. You know how it goes. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. We want you guys to have a safe, enjoy the rest of your Thursday. I'll see you next week. I'll see you guys next Thursday. I do it every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, going to close out with one of the songs. Usually when I give you like a preview of the songs that I'm playing in the beginning of the show, and sometimes I miss it, you know, it's a hit or miss, and that's my fault. But, you know, charge it to my head, not my heart. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, guys, you guys have a good one. You guys have a good one. Going to close out with some music from the group Aura. Of course, this is called Are You Single for Wardell Posse Jr. I'm Don Fleming. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We are out. See you later, Wardell.
All right. Take care, everyone. Good night, Don.
Good night, guys.